To the weekly wrap-up show with myself, Lummy, Colton, and Rhett. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Lummy?
Got these new headphones. It's a little different than the ones I'm used to.
Still breaking them in?
Well, I've never plugged them straight into the board, so it sounds a little different. I like them, though.
Is it the new Sonys?
Yes. Which I got from Bubba. Thank you, Bubba. Yeah, it just sounds a little different. But, oh, is that Colton? Colton, you made it back?
I'm here.
Hey, welcome, man. How's it going?
It's going. Good to see you this morning.
Yeah, really nice to be able to talk to you before the show. You kind of big-timed myself and that. Rhett. Rhett and you, I think, what's this, the third, fourth show, Rhett?
I think even more than that. I think it's 4 or 5, but I don't know about you, Lummy, but Colton didn't really have shit to say to me when he walked in.
He didn't. I didn't even really see him. He normally, 4 times, 5 times, he's always comes right back and kind of says, "Hey guys, what's going on? What are we thinking about for the show?"
Well, yeah, because you and I check in engineering after the show. Usually when we go over the main topic, we're going to put on the thumbnail, kind of like we do, you know, the pre-show meeting in the morning.
Yeah.
We have a pre-show meeting for the weekly wrap-up, and Colton's usually right there, 10 o'clock, 10.02, whatever it may
Sometimes
be.
Sometimes a little earlier.
Yeah, we're not strict. You know what I mean? You can be late. It's okay. But we meet up at some point in engineering, and we talk and, you know, just try and get on the same page about what we're going to be going over that week for the show. We got another, hopefully another stacked show this week. But
yeah. 813-90-BUBBA.
About that all.
Yeah, I'm didn't sorry. Hear much from Colton.
But I didn't see him in our little pre meeting.
No, I didn't either.
So
didn't
he probably doesn't even know what we're going to talk about because he was he busy?
So it wasn't like I was late to the building. Let's make that part clear first.
Okay,
I was not late to the building. Okay. I did get caught up in the BRN kitchen with Mr. Seth Kushner and Mr. Brian Matroni.
Oh, okay. Are you doing a show with them today?
No show, but we are. We were talking, trying to work out the Latin Suns. As you guys know, I'm a regular at the Latin Suns, okay?
Okay.
And I know the parking lot. I know the streets. I know the area.
Latin Suns is today, right?
Excuse me?
Is that today, the Latin Suns?
You didn't hear the show about all the confusion?
Oh, yeah, I did. I didn't know, though, that you were going to do it during our pre-show meeting that we're going to be doing. Maybe you guys could get a phone call in right after this show.
Okay, point taken. I'm following you. I should have been there. A. B, I do have a question about our pre-show meeting ritual stuff.
Go for it, EP.
EP, that's you.
Well, I'm just glad you made it unless, in before your bathroom
Are you
break.
Wanting me to take the EP position from just this show? Is that what you're saying? You're overworked and overwhelmed?
Rhett's, no. I think Rhett said when you were too busy going to the bathroom that the executive producer, Colton, probably wasn't going to even make it to the beginning of the show.
Well, listen, I'm not going to point any fingers, but I do remember Colton. Lummy, did you offer him the EP job, or did he just kind of start calling himself like, "Oh, well, I figured you need an EP for the show"?
I believe Colton just started.
I called myself the EP.
I believe he had mentioned, I figured you might need an EP for this show because you're the EP of the main show.
Because yes. Lummy said, "Oh, Mr. Colton, the EP over there."
I believe that was a different show, Colton, but it's okay. You do.
Okay, before I do want to get into the weekly wrap up, since I guess you want me to EP this now. But with that being said, I do have one question. So sometimes, yes, you're right. Last week, I did not go back to engineering, by the way. I specifically remember that because I remembered Bubba wasn't in the greatest mood. And
he was packing.
And I did not want the dog to bark. So I didn't go back to the engineering, you know, while Bubba was still on the air. Yeah, like, that 10 totally, o'clock time?
Yeah, I know. I totally understand that. But if you would have probably even checked in with Rhett, Rhett and I actually had, we actually walked outside to have our little meeting too, because we didn't know where you were.
Okay, Lummy, Lummy smoked a bowl in the parking lot.
Yeah, we were coming Lummy to
smoked.
You.
Lummy never smokes. He was so stressed out.
Yeah, I was like, man.
It's only the second time I've ever seen him do it. The first time, me and Bubba pressured him into taking a bong rip.
Yeah, like I said, I was, Rhett and I walked out and I'm like, man, Colton's not here. What's going on? Then we saw your motorcycle and we're like, wow, I didn't see him in the building. He must be maybe taking a shit or something.
No shit.
Well, we know when we came back in and you were just sitting there, you know, talking it up about Latin and Sons.
All right. So then I want to work. I want to iron this out.
It's okay.
So from here forward, we want to meet behind the engineering glass 10:05. Is that good? That means that the dog barks at me. Bubba should be off the air by then.
Or we can just kind of.
Now we're throwing accusations at the dog. You notice she didn't give you a peep today.
She didn't. You're right. Okay. So then it's settled. Okay. No more shots fired across up top to Lummy. No more shots fired to my right to Rhett. My apologies. I will be here. 10:05 is the new time for us to meet.
Terrible.
Behind the engineering glass.
Terrible first impression of EP.
I know.
For this guy. Jesus Christ. You want to work for this guy, Lummy?
I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to have a structured show when our guy is not kind of being there for us.
Throwing jabs
at us, you know, talking about your dog in a bad way. All he's concerned about is just hanging out with Babyface and Seth.
It's not hanging out. We're properly planning our Juneteenth party, which is going to be June 15th. Latin Sons, come see us. You know, properly planning the event. That's all.
Which, obviously, you're going to be there now.
Correct.
Is Tuttle going to be there?
I don't think so. Okay. I think Tuttle will be here the week after for the Tampa Tarpons again.
Game
June 22nd. Get your tickets.
Yeah, we're at Colton.
Tampa Tarpons.tampa? No. I don't know. Honestly, my apologies.
Check it out. Tarpons.bubbaarmyhq.com. Tarpons.bubbaarmyhq.com.
That wasn't on the one sheet I gave Tuttle.
Yeah. Oh.
That was good though. Bubba liked it.
You should probably, yes, he did. He did like it. You did a good job prepping Tuttle for the show. Now
all the people who bought through Tuttle's link are going to be on the other side of the fucking field.
It's Tampa.
sitting by first base.
Yeah, whole opposite side. But yeah, with Latin Sons. Now, what did you discuss with them? Because obviously we talked. We had, almost a whole segment, maybe a segment and a half of today's show with the, you know, kind of prepping. Babyface brought up some things that maybe we need to get the road closed with the food truck, and that once two people tell their two people, then tell their two people, and then there's white guys down there just giving out money, some chick with big breasts that's going to be there. So it could turn into a real, like, what, 500-600 people, I think Babyface said today. What were you kind of giving your two cents in?
I would say 400 to 500 people. Yeah, I would say that.
Brian from Philly, $10 super chat.
And I will say the road's closing regardless, whether it's closed through the city or you know, through the hood. The road's going to be closed.
Because you go there right now. You,
yes.
You get your haircut.
No, I've actually never gotten a haircut from there.
Okay,
but you popped out there. I think you popped out there one day and dropped some stuff off.
Yeah. I'm there. I've been there a lot. I think I've been there 4, 5, or 6 times. Me and Rio are cool. I rode with Rio in his car. I'd do some runs. Been to his house.
Wow.
You know, yeah. Like, I'm cool. I am accepted at the Latin Sons barbershop.
I'm surprised you didn't jump on. I think he's selling his washer and dryer for $100. Looks like a good deal. I'm surprised you're not on top of that one.
I don't need one yet, and it's $100. That's an average deal.
It's two front loaders.
Oh,
washer and dryer.
End of August. End of August, I might need one, so I could buy it now
and sit on it.
I just need somewhere to put it for
$25 a month. I can store it with me.
We'll have Colton $25 a month to store it. That's nice.
Washer dry for $150 is still a hell of a deal.
So what was discussed, you know, kind of in the back? Maybe we can kind of be a little secretive, because today we discussed Brian setting up for permits.
Wait, so you want to bitch at me about being in the meeting, and now you want to pick my brain and get all the things out of the meeting?
Well, yeah.
Why not? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, that's the payoff, if you're going to be late.
Then let's find out what you talked about so that we can let Bubba know. Because I'm sure...
Bubba was in the mix, actually. Bubba was there for probably, you know, 20% of the conversation.
Okay, well, the other 80%, and guess what? The fans were not there. And actually, Rhett and I were not there either. So, and I think we have a little bit to do with the helping out.
For sure. So we talked about the road closure and how we should hurdle that, if you will. like I said, so the street's going to be closed, whether it's through the city properly or through the hood, the street's going to be closed. That's the first thing.
Now, today, Bubba talked about bringing alcohol. I, in my opinion, which I love drinking, I don't think that would be a good idea at all. I think they can bring their own stuff. Well, Colton,
I'm
going to the Bucks game.
I kind of got to agree with you.
We pretty much almost ran out there.
Now, are you talking like alcohol and beer or no beer either?
Well, beer, but I mean, how many beers are you going to bring? And then we got to start checking IDs.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do you think we should bring beers? And if you think we should bring some beer, how much should we bring?
Well,
that's going to be the tough part.
That is a tough one. That is a tough one. Because a lot of people in the hood, a lot of people at the Latin Sons Barbershop, they have their own drinks, okay? They're mixing stuff throughout the day. So I don't know if we need to bring our own.
That's, yeah.
But...
And they got the food trucks that are going to be there. We're giving out cash.
But what's a party without alcohol? You know, it's my kind of my same thought.
Wouldn't they bring their own, though?
I think they're going to bring their own regardless. I think whoever comes out there is going to have, you know, their own drink, their own smoke. That should be encouraged, I think, because once you start offering free cash and free alcohol, it's a very slippery slope. Because
that is.
I mean, I don't know everybody that's going to hang out there, but I have to imagine if we're going to have 400 or 500 people, maybe more, it wouldn't be hard to think that in that crowd, there's at least going to be 5-6 hanger-oners that realize we're giving free stuff out, free drinks out.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it would kind of, I don't know how it would play out, but I feel like everybody's going to bring their own shit anyway, so that should be encouraged for sure. I don't think we should be expected to supply alcohol for that many people.
Yeah,
because they could get out of hand.
Yeah, there's no way we're going to be able to supply it for everybody. Now, we might be able to bring your own alcohol. We might be able to keep your buzz going, you know, with a beer or so. But I don't think there's any way that we'd be able to supply the whole party with alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, with something like that, and especially I think it was Seth or you know, it was Babyface said that most of the people most likely would be walking over.
Yes,
from the
I would
neighborhoods
agree.
That are around there.
Right.
And Bubba Army people, if they do come down, to bring their own alcohol.
Listen, the word is going to get out quick. There's a big white man giving out free money at the barbershop. I promise you.
And food trucks and bouncy houses and ice cream trucks.
Ice cream trucks and shaved ice and bounce house and everything else.
And it's not on Juneteenth. It's on June 15th. But that is when a lot of these local communities are doing their Juneteenth activities. Like Seminole Heights. I just drove by the other day off of Florida Avenue. There's a big fucking banner outside the community center that says Juneteenth, Saturday, June 15th. They're going to have vendors and all that good stuff.
Isn't June... The actual June 19th, isn't it a holiday now? So everyone normally has off?
Yeah, I think it's a federal day off.
So
it's a federal holiday. So if you work a corporate job or a job that acknowledges that, you get that day off. And I think, I don't know if it's 100% of those jobs. So I think that's why those events are being done on Saturday, just because everybody's got that day off for the most part.
Well, I know like the city of Tampa, I'm just using an example for Juneteenth, like MLK Day. They usually do stuff on that Saturday, but then also on a Monday for the MLK Day normally. So that's why I believe when we mentioned it, we were going to go down there on that Wednesday. And I think it was Rio or one of them said, well, everyone's going to be working.
Yeah.
But I forgot that it's a federal holiday. Well, I mean, we'll be working. So I was kind
of... Now, will your boys of the city of Tampa be working?
No, they're off.
Okay.
It's a federal holiday.
That's what I thought. I just wasn't sure.
I mean, I think you can get overtime for like parades and things like that and routes. Like I think Lou, who does the roads and things like that.
We might need a road closure sign. We're just talking about closing a road.
Yeah, there you go. Parking attendant. I'm sure he knows, guys.
I just need the sign.
Well, I got that stop.
Dude, if we can figure out parking.
I got that stop sign behind us.
Get a guy with the little light.
I got a stop sign, too. Are you going to hire the temp guy to go down there with the stop slow sign and direct traffic?
Colton, we'll send you to Home Depot and pick up a Mexican.
Okay.
And pay him. You're pretty
good at
negotiating.
Yep, I'm good at that.
Give him, I don't know, $40 for the whole day. And maybe just give them some Modellas or some Coronas.
Yeah, everybody's going to be drunk putting head on traffic at each other.
Listen here, too. I mean, we could also scope out the area. I know we're kind of just closing down the road, but what kind of room do we really have over there? I know we looked at the overhead, but would we be able to facilitate our own parking?
No.
For up to 20, 30 people? No, it'd be in shambles.
Let me put it this way. The parking lot to the barbershop, to be quite honest, it's tight. Okay, it's tight. And, already, like, just day-to-day operations at the barbershop, people park in the grass.
Oh, shit. And they're not open that day, are they? I think Seth said today that they wouldn't be open.
They're closing the barbershop for June, the party on the 15th?
Yeah.
And that I don't know.
Now, they did say there's other businesses in that plaza.
Yes.
Like a crab place?
Yes.
Oh, that's a deadly combination.
You know, like the blue seafood, crab in the hood?
Like a seafood boil place?
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, they just, they sell crab for you to go take home and boil yourself.
Yeah, they sell, they sell fresh crab.
So it's not like a Mr. and Mrs. Crab kind of place.
No.
Okay, that'd be way different. If it was a whole restaurant.
And honestly, I don't know what the fuck this guy's selling besides crab.
No, most of those places that sell the live crab, that's pretty
much all. They sell crab too?
And I didn't say that. I was just saying they normally just sell whole live crab.
Oh, no. I'm thinking something different. I'm thinking something's going out the back door, too.
Oh, well, I was going to say, a lot of those guys that do the whole live crab is from my experience in the seafood world, from a lot of people who were in Tampa and also St. Pete, is they'll sell it to restaurants also. So they make a decent little living there because they go out and catch the crab. So, I mean, that guy should do pretty well. I mean, if I was him, I'd probably be getting a deep fryer.
This is why I say I don't know what's up with the crab guy. It'll be like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He won't be open.
Oh.
There's just days and random times that he's open.
No, that's just how shit works.
Well, yeah.
Seriously.
Maybe he didn't catch crab.
No, when you think about, let's be honest, when you think about some businesses in some parts of town, you know, Conan's Barbecue, like 1.5-2 miles from here.
Okay. Yeah.
Ghetto barbecue place.
Yep.
Their hours are fucking weird. I don't know why, but like,
it's just when they feel like working.
Exactly. No, that's exactly what it is. Some of the best food in town that you're ever going to get has the weirdest fucking hours I've ever seen.
But you got to think too with live, if he does live crab, if you don't catch any, you don't have anything to sell.
Well, then change the sign from open to close on the door, dude. He leaves it open all the time.
The lights are off.
And the sign open.
Door's locked.
But the back door might be open.
Yeah, you.
I don't know what they got going on over there, dude. Just know that the spot's cool. It's secure. People that are maybe thinking, oh, I don't know if I want to go down to the south side. I can't go south of the Tropicana Field. Yes, you can. Bring your ass down there. It's going to be a great time. We'll all be down there, so come on down.
Yeah, June 15th. It'll be a ton of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to I think we're going to get a lot of good content as well. I believe we'll have the YouTube live stream up and running. I don't know if it'll be on multiple platforms just yet. We got to fine tune that as we get closer to it, but we'll have live content going all day. We'll be filming. So we'll have a cool recap video. It'll be tons of fun.
And Rhett and I were checking out some royalty free, hip hop music today.
Well,
so will definitely be able to broadcast it.
God bless T-Pain. Because we came to the conclusion that, you know, Lemmy, you and I both know, Colton, you probably know as well, putting CDs together, royalty-free music, for the most part, is just garbage. Like, the stuff that they, you know, will advertise, hey, this is royalty-free, you can come get it. It's either got a watermark or it just kind of sucks.
BensonBeats.com.
Right, yeah, DJ Toby, shit like that. I think, God bless T-Pain, because he put out the Pizzle Pack. And it's basically like the Pizzle Pack, P-I-Z-Z-L-E, pack. Yeah. And it's a collection of like 100-150 different royalty-free beats that he picked. I mean, he's fucking T-Pain. So if anybody's got a sound for what's good, it's T-Pain. And I was listening to some of them.
This is one of them right here. Urban Traffic, hip-hop.
Urban Traffic.
T-Pain this or he just...
No, this is one of the ones from YouTube.
Oh, okay. So this is not off of the Pizzle Pack. See, we're talking about the Pizzle Pack and you're playing some other shit.
Well, I was showing what
terrible. Yeah, the EP is fucked up.
Actually, if I can explain it to you too, numbnuts, what I was doing was I was showing what Rhett and I were listening to on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. It's just generic.
And I wasn't going to, I was trying to show why you found that other one because if you went on YouTube.
So now you're going to play the other one for us.
Is this the Pizzle Pack?
No, this is the YouTube one.
See, now you've got this twice.
I know. Come on.
I don't have the...
You're blue balling me here.
I got to pull it up, so...
Lummy.
Excuse me, but I just made a point. No one has sent me the Jizzle Pack, so...
I've only said it like 8 times.
I don't know what the fuck it is. I thought Rhett was on it, or else I would have been on it for you, Lummy.
I'm sorry. I don't have any... I don't think I have any... Oh, well, I guess I do have means to send it.
You're sitting at Lummy's computer. You got fucking 1,001 screens, dude. You've got one way to send it to him.
So, no, you're right. I'm not here every day. I don't know the full functionality.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like flying a plane.
While we're waiting for the Nizzle Pack to come in.
For Izzle.
Who do you think will be higher? You or, like, between you two?
Yes.
Are you guys going to both be just completely...
We'll be on the same level. Rhett and I really bonded the 1 week you were gone out there making that money and panhandle, doing what you had to do. Yes. Rhett and I really bonded that day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was just him and I doing a show together.
Did the show start on time or was it a little late?
Honestly, everybody said it was the best show yet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they said we need to get rid of that Lemmy guy.
Well, perfect.
No, listen, it was
wide open.
It was our least downloaded podcast ever. I think it still is like the worst numbers of the last 2-3 months.
But as far as content wise, it was good. And as far as the show moving, it was good. But as far as downloads, I mean, we didn't have the star power there. So yeah, our downloads were a little light. But the show went good. So Rhett and I bonded there. And who's going to be higher at the Latin Suns June 15th event? Yes. We'll probably be equally as high, to be quite honest with you. I'm hoping Rhett and I can kind of hitch a ride together.
Well, I think Rhett's got to drive one of the vehicles. Well,
either the smart car, Crown Vic. I mean, if Bubba hasn't designated anybody to do it, I'll volunteer my services to drive either one. It's easy for me to just drop my truck off here and then drive the rest of the way to St. Pete.
Here's the Nizzle pack.
The Pizzle pack, please. Pizzle,
for Rizzle,
Jesus
dog.
Christ, Lummy. If you roll up the Juneteenth and you're telling people...
This is the Nizzle for Rizzle?
This is the Nizzle Pizzle pack.
What's wrong with that?
You tell me, Snoop Dogg.
For Shizzle and Nizzle.
Yeah.
For Dizzle. The Pizzle pack. So this is what...
It is better. I will say that. But it is very hip-hop-ish. What'd he say? Lummy, he said this Nizzle. I heard this Nizzle. Yeah, bitch. Are you sure this is royalty free? My Nizzle. Is this royalty free? Yeah.
Pizzle.
For Nizzle. My Nizzle. Are you sure this is royalty frizzle?
I guess we'll find out.
We need to make this the segment one song on Monday morning for Bubba.
Yeah, so you can smash the computer.
This is called Blues Brothers.
Who just got talking over me?
Holy shit. See, some of it's just background music. Some of it's not... This.
You know, Lummy, that's probably it, but that's probably a good one for Latin Sons.
Yeah.
That's
come probably
on
a good one for the Latin Sons. Yeah. Things that
just work. Oh, yeah, you're going to get ads because you're on SoundCloud.
Is this Home Depot? Timing.
Yeah.
It is. Yes. We got 20 seconds, so if you want to hit that little speaker.
Rope me into going to Home Depot after this show, by the way.
Did he really? How fitting.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's real roping in. You got a lot to do. Jeez, Home Depot?
Yeah, you got 7 more seconds, pal.
Frizzle, my nizzle, play the pizzle pizzle. How pros. Seriously, what the fuck? That one
lovable dog. Oh, they're going to give you another one. Lummy. 10 more seconds.
You're killing
it. Are these going to be popping up on our thing, or are we going to be able to download it? Cube, we're going to hear Home Depot?
No, we've got our means. I'm not exactly going to say how, but we're going to put it on a CD or a flash drive or something.
So this is Cirque.
How about you go... I don't know.
So, yeah, if you guys want to listen to more of that, come out to Latin and Sons.
It's the Pizzle Pack by T-Pain, P-I-Z-Z-L-E.
Come on out. That's where you can listen while you're grabbing for cash if you're lucky enough to hit it on the wheel.
No, I'm being for real, though. Like, that is the type of music that needs to be played at Latin Sons.
This?
Maybe not the intro to Bubba's The Love Sponge Show.
This right here, telling me that shit wouldn't go hard.
No. Yes. Yes.
Double
this
cut.
Is Latin Sons. Yes.
Drinking my Hennessy.
I mean, you guys are missing out, but...
Missing out on
we're agreeing that needs to be Latin Sons, yes. Bubba Love Sponge Show, no.
That's a great track Latin Sons.
I'm talking about what Rhett brought up during the show was Bubba and the Bass.
Oh, Boys at the Bass.
Boys at the Bass.
Playing fucking Planet Bubba and...
Yeah. I don't even think Colton knows about that kind of stuff.
True to the game, that's the bottom line.
It's Bubba Bert.
And I'm about to get mined.
I thought I had that on my phone.
It's on Spotify.
It is on Spotify.
Well, I don't have Spotify, but...
Yeah, go on and download ass. It. I think it's under the Bubba Army, too, isn't it? Let's see.
It's a Bubba the Love Sponge.
So and if you I go think to Spotify and search Bubba the Love Sponge, it'll come up?
Yeah, and there it's his. I believe it's his first album on there.
Yeah, dropping the bass. I mean, you got normal 40s and blunts, but I think there it is. This should be it. What song is this? Is this 40s and Blunts?
No, this is the Pizzle Pack.
We still got the Pizzle Pack playing.
Damn, Lum.
For Rizzle.
You're a little sloppy up there on that board today.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping it real. I love you to death, but...
Well, if we got any calls, at least you can answer.
813-90-BUBBA, 813-902-8222.
I mean, I think, to be honest, right, I think we should mix that in.
Just one.
Yeah.
Honestly, there is another song. There's a couple songs on there that are deep cuts, and I guarantee you Bubba won't even fucking notice.
I say
his
we
songs.
Don't tell Bubba and just play it.
That's what I'm saying.
And then
yeah.
record Bubba's reaction on what the hood.
No, he won't
looks
even.
Like.
I promise you. He may be listening now, so the you know the jig is up. But he might not even notice. If you can you go to the track list for?
I'm on it now.
Planet Bubba. There's
Main
one
idea
song.
Is bass. Haywood. No.
Bass.
I'm looking.
The solution is bass.
Main idea is bass.
Yeah, that song. I love that song. That song goes hard, dude.
Yeah. Now, hold on. Who's bringing the sound system?
I think Macho. We'll have to figure it out. I don't know if we're going to outsource that or not, but we may have something here we can use. If you have a phone with...
a red solo cup.
A laptop with a USB will probably be the best way to do it.
Yeah, I don't think Bubba would...
I mean, we used to play it through the cream machines.
Come on, dude.
You could play this there and get away with it.
Oh, yeah, easily.
For sure. I thought the cream machine had a sound system. Is that no longer working?
We're not bringing the cream machine, as we talked about today.
My apologies.
It's not going to make it.
I wasn't sure. I know Bubba previously asked about me riding with him in the cream machine.
Yeah, well,
so that's
today,
why I asked.
Today we talked about that. You're probably in your meeting with Babyface and Seth.
Probably.
Talking about the cream machine.
We were talking about maybe even not bringing the smart car and the Crown Vic just because of room. So we may only bring Bubba's truck and then one of the cars.
Is it illegal to use those cars to block the road if we end up having to block the road? Because I don't know if we can get into the Iggy of what was talked about today in that important business meeting.
I didn't know that.
But they started the process of letting the county, or I guess the city of St. Pete, know that they were going to be occupying that space. They have 10 days of notice they have to give.
Correct.
Tomorrow is 14 days.
Perfect.
So I believe they got that done today. Maybe by Monday or Tuesday they'll hear something back about that. But if we get permission to block the road and you know that we have more room than we're anticipating, I mean, fuck, if you have that whole road, that it definitely opens it up a lot.
If we get permission to block the road through the county, do we have to supply our own blocking of the road obstacles, or will they come out there with their road closed signs and put the signs up for us?
Yeah, I feel like as long as we have one road closed sign, we should be okay, but I don't see why we couldn't use the cars.
Fuck, we got Bob's barricades and shit here, don't we?
No, we got rid of those.
From when Nash's girl hit the building, whatever, hit in the corner, we can just use some of those.
Jesus.
No, we can use...
I believe Bubba told me a while ago to throw those away.
Okay.
And I believe we did.
I have some like 3-foot cones, some big ones, you know, some dot cones. I can bring those with me.
I mean, I like the idea of just having the cars there blocked off the road with the lights on.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Smart car with the expired tag.
Well, hopefully they got that fixed by then.
Well, if not, you guys know how to do it. Smart car in the front and Crown Vic in the rear.
They're not going to shut us down because of permits. They're going to shut us down because of the illegal smart car.
Hey, Colton, remember when
they're going to fucking tow it off.
Remember when we told one person like 5 years ago when we used it and said, hey, the tags are expired when we were in Orlando?
Yeah.
And you're like, we stopped to take a piss. And we looked at him. We're like, these tags are like a year expired.
Yeah, I do. That was, 5 years ago.
As why, yeah.
As same tickers still on it?
I think so. As we were driving about, I would say, as fast as that thing
dude,
would go
you
on
went,
I-4.
Dude, you went Lummy and I in the smart car. Matted.
4:30 in the morning.
Matted. He's got that motherfucker. We're doing all, like, you know, 90, what, 2?
Fucking floating all over.
Yeah, right? Dude, the wind's pushing
bouncing
you left
in between
or right.
Lanes, yeah.
Oh, and I-4 in downtown Orlando. That was like the
oh, with roguest. All the construction. I swear, we were bouncing off the walls like you would a bowling ball going down the lane.
And the lights
dude,
were
just
on.
Fucking boom, boom. Yeah, lights are on the whole way.
The whole way at 4:30 in the morning.
That's
in this little teeny car.
That was the funniest part to me is that like I had to use that car for a loaner a couple different times. I think 2 times, you know, over the last year. And every single time I've driven it, every time you and I have gone to an event or filmed a video and we've had to drive it, he always encourages you, turn the lights on, you know.
Of course.
You honk at people, like make a scene, be noticed. And the cops still have not done shit about it ever. Because every time I've had to drive, I drive all around with the lights on. I don't give a fuck. Like it, you know, it's hilarious in itself. So why not go over the top with the lights? I pulled up to my mom's house and didn't tell her one time. I just told her to come out. And I was like, hey, you need to come outside. I whipped her on the corner with the lights on. She loved it.
The first time I ever met Beef Buddy showed up to my house. And with the lights on and that piece of shit Crown Vic that he had with the fucking pornos in the back or whatever.
With the spray painted.
Driving like an asshole, leaving one-legged burnouts on my cul-de-sac and shit. Yo, I don't know who the hell this Riz Tiz is, but he's got to go.
You won't be running for president of your HOA.
No, get this guy out of here.
But that's going to be what? It's 2 weeks from now, correct?
Yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow. So it'll be June 15th. at Latin Sons in South St. Pete. I don't have the street address in front of me right now. I apologize.
I think it's, what, 20...
I want to say
2400.
Yeah, 24 or 26. Damn, pretty good.
There you go. And I think
1 o'clock. I believe we're starting it.
Party starts at 1.
2400 Dr. MLK Jr. Street, Southside, St. Petersburg, Florida 33705.
So thank you.
It's Lat and Sons. L A T and Sons. L A T and Sons.
There was.
Even if you type it in, I found it pretty easy.
Yeah, people keep saying lad though. We're not. It's Lat.
No. There was a surprising amount of people who thought it was Latin Sons, L-A-T-I-N Sons, and they're like, why are there a bunch of black guys working at Latin Sons?
I thought the same thing when I was first hearing Bubba first.
Well, that's
say
what
it.
Bubba thought too. Bubba said this. Oh, I thought the same thing.
Then I thought it was Lat, L-A-D or whatever, but then I found out
Latin Sons?
Yeah, it's Lat, L-A-T and Sons. There you go.
And check out their podcast, Operation Pigmentation, is, I believe, released every.
Supposed to be Wednesdays, but this week it switched up.
Okay, so it's normally on Wednesdays?
Yes, yeah, sir. Usually Wednesday.
And then your guys' podcast, did pretty well this week.
We're doing well. Tuttle and I do the Loner and Stoner. That's released every Thursday. We are getting a lot better with it, and we do have a Google Voice number and stuff like that. So be sure to check out our podcast. Thank you.
Some people say it's kind of a trope, but I've always enjoyed it. I think when you've got sound effects or something ready to go when you're talking about it, that just goes a long way. Because when you guys were talking about the cheap first dates and like the half-baked scene, you know, you'd been talking about it for 10, 15 seconds and boom, here's the clip of it. We go through it and it was funny.
Yeah, they probably had a pre-meeting.
Yeah, because if you've got to wait too long, if you've got to wait 45 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes to pull something up, sometimes the joke and like the spontaneity of it is gone. And
you want me to be quite honest with both of you?
You edited it in?
No. I was, as soon as he brought it up, I was already like,
yeah,
quick with it. Luckily. But that doesn't always happen. But yeah, if you do want to leave us a voicemail for the Loner and Stoner podcast, you can. Or shoot us a text message, 813-906-8806. But that's here nor there. Let's call in and talk about this week. 813-90-BUBBA.
Well, thank you. 813, but that we were talking about the podcast, 813-90-BUBBA, 813-90-BUBBA. Now, I know that Rhett was having a big fangirl moment, which I don't blame him, about our guest yesterday, which Dr. Dan missed, unfortunately.
Yeah, he didn't even notice.
Eric Andre and Rhett, you were definitely very excited about that.
Yeah, admittedly, I think it's the most I've ever marked out for a guest that we've had. We've had a lot of cool people come in. Like, it's cool meeting Tony Stewart. You know, I wasn't really a Tony Stewart fan growing up, but, you know, doing everything that he's done for the community of racing and like dirt racing and shit like that, I've become a Tony Stewart fan. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of Eric Andre, and it was a little hard to contain my excitement. I generally overthink everything when it comes to talking on the air, but I like got in my own head yesterday, and I was like, man, I hate the question that I asked him. I hate how I asked it. But other than that, it was really, really cool. And, you know, I think it was like seriously one of the best interviews Bubba's done in a long, long time. Because the cool thing about Eric is he came off like he did his homework. Like, he knows who Bubba is. He's very familiar with the world of Bubba. I thought it was hilarious when he's like, oh, I thought you were dead. just because of everything you hear about him.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, how often he's on Stern, how connected he is. I don't know if he's talked about how big of a Stern fan he is, but I believe he is a self-admitted.
Oh, no, he's gone on there. I think he's been on there 3-4 times.
Yeah.
I remember the first appearance when he said how excited he was to meet Stern. His first appearance, he popped a Viagra just so he could, he was trying to get a boner before, you know, during the interview.
I just think he's fucking hilarious. Like, my sense of humor was formed in, you know, formative years of high school watching the Eric Andre show at 2 a.m. With my friends. You know, we skipped prom and smoked weed all night, did gravity bong hits and watched the fucking Eric Andre show for nice. 6 hours. Yeah, man. So it was cool. It was cool for sure.
So you're obviously looking forward to Friday and you're going to go, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go hopefully film.
Is everyone allowed to go? Like, am I allowed to go? Is Colton going? I mean, because Bubba's kind of dipped his toe into it today about like who was going to go. And then I think Babyface squirreled him off of it.
Well, do we?
So that's what I was trying to figure out today. And then he got squirreled off of it. And then we moved on because even Ashley texted me. She goes like, are you going to the Eric Andre? Are you invited? Did you get free tickets? Because she's not going to be able to go because of Walker, which is fine. But Bubba already said it's a man event. But I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if Bubba just wants, you know, you, Seth. I don't know. I don't know how many tickets are comped. Do I need to buy tickets? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Colton, are you going to go?
I would be interested in going.
For free tickets?
Correct.
So you want to buy a ticket?
What are tickets, like 40, 50, 60 bucks?
I'm not sure.
Probably not that one. I mean, no, yeah, Lummy.
Are you familiar? I'd want to go. Are you familiar with Eric Andre Colton?
You know, you may be quite honest with you.
No.
I got him and Trevor Noah confused.
Trevor Noah fucking sucks. I think there's a reason he's not doing TV regularly.
Yeah, once I
anymore.
Heard the delivery, I corrected it. But for a moment there, they kind of have... Okay.
Okay, you know what? No, they don't. Colton. That's what were you gonna say?
Nothing, dude. I just got him confused, and my apologies.
They do a very.
I'd like to apologize to everybody.
They do a very similar panel show. That's all he was getting at. I think they both do a new style talk show with occasional guests and shit.
For real, and I don't think I was the only one. Okay, I think there's other people in my boat.
Who?
Not in this room.
Your grandma?
Sorry, man.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'm not saying people that work here. You know.
I mean, I was familiar with Eric Andre. I wasn't obviously as big of a fan as Rhett was, but I knew like he had a lot of, you know, different guests. I heard, I think, every episode of that he was on Stern, because I used to listen to Stern pretty much, you know, just as much as Bubba up until probably about 2022. And I canceled Sirius. Mm. But, like, yeah, I thought he was hilarious every time he was on Stern. I think he even gave, I think he was in it for, or I think he did it too. Oh, yeah, I think, was it him that did the karaoke? Was it, what the hell was it called? When you stick your finger in your ass for checkup. You know what I'm talking about?
Like a prostate checkup?
Prostate checkup. Yeah. I think they did prostate karaoke.
Prostate karaoke.
And I think he did it with Benji or something similar to that.
I mean, he's known for the stunts and shit too. That's the other funny part about his show is that, you know, he'll bring guests on and make them as uncomfortable as possible, but then he'll go out in public and make other people as uncomfortable as possible.
I mean, you can tell with the interviews that he did. I watched one with Stormy Daniels recently, the Akira one, especially with that, you know, obviously.
It's just, it, like, it's such stupid content, but I love it. I love it.
And leading up with that Eric Andre interview, I think that he really enjoyed talking to Bubba, and I feel like we probably could have went a little longer.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
From a listening standpoint, like not being in the studio and just listening on the outside, I think it went really well.
I am curious, though, Lummy, and I wanted to ask you about this, about the dynamic of the interview, because he told Bubba he's just going to interview him.
Yeah.
And like, come the fuck on. So yeah, no. I don't know if Bubba's listening or not. I want to say no, but I hope he is at some point.
Because you and I during the whole... when he was on, we kind of joked back and forth what he would be doing.
Right.
And
I am just, I'm begging Bubba. And I think, like, you know, we were even going to talk about talking to him about it, but, like, you know, we got a week until the show. Maybe this weekend episodes are 15, 20 minutes long. Watch a little bit of the Eric Andre show just for like an hour or two.
Yeah.
That way he has this preconceived notion in his head. You know, I almost do want to send him in blind, but
he doesn't want that.
Right. And I think, again, I don't know for sure that anything's going to happen. I really don't.
Is he not planning on going? Or
no, he's going to go. Oh, he's going. No, he's going to go. Okay. This is awesome. This is honestly.
What dude has like almost 3 million followers on Instagram alone, right?
Yeah, Bubba's going.
Yeah, he's got an Adult Swim show.
I think Bubba enjoyed the interview.
I will say, Bubba said something along the lines of having him on like once a month or something like that. Is he like
this bigger than that? Yeah, 239.
I'm asking.
Hey, it's me, Birdo, man. What's up, Birdo? I just want to say, Google? If Bubba does what he does with Eric Andre, it's going to be hilarious. It's going to hit YouTube and everything because Eric Andre is awesome. Bubba just goes with the flow and he can read that for anybody. But Red does have a good idea. Watch the show about him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I think Colton needs to watch the show, too.
Yeah, I don't...
Oh, yeah, Colton needs to watch. He had to catch up because Eric Andre is hilarious, man.
Colton, get high in your garage and just watch a couple episodes. A couple
that's
episodes
exactly
to turn into a bunch. Yeah, exactly. You still have your TV in your garage, right, Colton?
Yeah, two.
Yeah, two. So, yeah, why don't you do that this weekend?
Yes, sir.
I'm laughing about Ray. He got me kicked out of the gym when he was doing his little show. I was rocking out, having fun. I was supposed to be out of the gym around 8 o'clock. I was there till almost 10.
Getting kicked out of the gym? Were you throwing weights around?
No, bro, my wife was like, what are you doing? I was like, man, you got to listen to this music. I was going crazy. She's like, you better slow down. You're going to have a heart attack. I'm like, I ain't having no heart attack. I'm having too much fun. He knew what to put on, get me hyped, and I was like, damn.
Oh,
I was having fun.
Oh, on his secret rock show on Rumble?
Yeah, because I forgot all about the old school music, and then it's like, when you hit it, it was like, man.
Well, it's getting out.
Are you doing one of those this weekend, Rhett?
Yeah, we're gonna we're having a lot of fun. I'm glad you like it, Birdo. We've been getting a lot of good feedback from the people who hang out. We're gonna do one tonight, and we might do one over the weekend. I think maybe Saturday night if I'm not crazy busy. Maybe Sunday. We'll have to see. But definitely one tonight.
Nice,
nice. And I'm over here thinking about. I just left St. Pete because I was dropping off some weight equipment for a friend of mine because I'm helping him out get his moving company going.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, I was telling my buddy, like, you got to listen to Bubba. He goes, I thought Bubba was dead. I'm like, no, dude. So I'm walking around. If you see a bunch of bumper stickers in St. Pete, it was me.
Go stop by Latin Sons if you need a haircut.
Oh, no, I'm bald, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Trust me.
They
I
do
wish
beard trims.
I could have the head of hair again. Oh, it's like, it's hard too, but when you cheat on your barber, you get in trouble too.
That's right.
Yeah, no, that's
I feel you.
Very real thing.
I feel you.
Yeah, but I'm from Fort Myers, so I ain't trying to plug a belt in no barber shop or nothing. That's a disrespect to them. But my barber, I've been with him since I was 14. He cut my hair in the garage and everything.
I get it, man.
Yep.
And I'm 42.
You don't hear any pushback from us on that.
Nope.
All right, Birdo. Say, man, let me get off of this so nobody gets mad at me. You guys have a great weekend. Keep it up. Cole and you and Tuttle are getting your groove. Brett, you're doing your thing. Lummy, I'm kind of sad because you didn't do the sports show.
I know.
It's okay.
We'll be back next week. We didn't want to do a show.
I ain't complaining.
Well, we appreciate you, Birdo. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. You guys have a good weekend.
All right, bye.
Goodbye. Yeah, that rock show tonight, it is exclusively on Rumble. We've been doing it on Rumble because, I mean, it's the only platform we have that doesn't give us a pain about copyright stuff. Because we literally just hang out and play music. People can say in chat what they want to hear, and people can call in. We got the phones on and shit. But, yeah, rumble.com/TheBubbaArmy. It'll be on tonight.
Neil Malplaisir, $20 wrap-up show. Thank you so much. And, I mean, to be honest on the sports show, Berto Perez, Rhett and I, we had some stuff to do. I had to go pick up the car from SOS Rick. But there really wasn't too much going on in basketball or in the sports, except, you know, basketball here and there, NHL. And obviously a lot of our shows, a lot of our fans and a lot of our shows have never really been about basketball. And to be honest, we didn't want to just put out a show to put out a show, and it sucked. And Bubba looks at it and says, your sports show is really just taking a shit. So we kind of wanted to wait till there's a little bit more news. So we'll probably bring it back next Wednesday.
Can I ask you a question regarding sports, though? A sports question?
Sure.
So I was watching the Rays game this week.
Okay.
And they're in extra innings. And you know now how in extra innings you can, you know now how you can intentionally walk a batter and you don't actually have to pitch out that walk?
Yeah, you just start with a guy on first base.
Well, yeah, but then when you go to extra innings, there's a man that starts on second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's say you want to intentionally walk somebody. Yeah. You don't actually have to pitch out that person. Okay, you can just say, okay, we want to intentionally walk batter goes to first base, correct?
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with that because that takes away the chance for a wild pitch.
Of course.
And especially in extra innings when every base matters. If you're starting with the runner on second already, which I kind of have an issue with, but whatever. You're starting with the runner on second.
Speed up the game, that's why
I get that, but at least in extra innings, if you're starting with that ghost runner, whatever the hell it is, ghost man on second, then you should have to pitch out your intentional walks because it gives the ability for a wild pitch and that runner to advance.
No, you are correct.
I just wanted to vent. I'm sorry. That drove me nuts the other day.
You should write a letter to the commissioner.
Maybe I will. That'll be a good bit.
It would.
Tell him you're on a big-time radio show.
Yeah. And that we all feel that you should have to pitch out your intentional walk. Like
that's the show statement.
Yeah.
Can you handwrite it, too?
They won't be able to read it.
That's why chicken scratch.
No one can read my handwriting. Lummy knows. That's why he's trying to fucking say that.
Exactly. I want you to handwrite it.
Absolutely nobody can read it. What's the point?
Because then when you send it into the MLB, they just think you're a crazy person.
Yeah. It's almost like when I did my going away from the BRN.
Yeah, that was a nice, that was a nice note.
And I don't know if Rhett knew this, because I don't know if Rhett was here when I... Rhett, were you here when I left?
No, I was... Literally, the buffer between you leaving and me starting must have been maybe a month or two.
Okay.
Because so I started November 2020.
I don't know my leave date. Fuck. But nonetheless...
October.
Okay. So I left the show. I put in 2-week notice, blah, blah, blah. And I wanted a going away gift. Or I didn't want one, but I was given one. Of which it was Lummy writing a, you know, you are retiring from the Bubba. He wrote me a Hallmark card. He drew and slash wrote me a Hallmark card. Everybody signed it on the show.
I think I drew a picture of you too.
I think you did too. Like sad Colton leaving, something like that. Okay. Drew a picture and like everybody signed like a t-shirt or something along those lines. I don't remember what it was. I'll have to get home and take a picture of it. Maybe we can Instagram it or tweet it out.
It's like a soldier send off or something. Everybody pitches in. They give you flowers too.
No, they gave me a t-shirt.
That's awesome.
Bub Army t-shirt.
Times were tough back then.
Oh, they were. They were tough.
I mean,
hey, any severance at all is good stuff, so.
The t-shirt that Colton probably already had like six of.
I will say, you know, I love the Bub Army. My support for the Bub Army. I have like a little a Tupperware box, whatever you call it, full of like my merchandise.
Oh,
for instance, check my shirt out today.
Yeah. Did you get that from the merch store or is that custom?
No, this is custom.
That's what I was thinking.
I would love to get one like this, like a full button up from the merch store.
Like a work shirt.
Yes.
Yeah. Honestly, if they did like a, honestly, Lummy, you know what would really sell well is like a Carhartt.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not like a t-shirt, but like a work shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
With the Bub Army logo.
Little Bub
on
Army,
it.
Like leather patch. Because
like this
or
is perfect for the bike. You know what I mean? This is prime biking shirt.
I brought up like a Columbia shirt too.
Yeah, like the fishing style shirt.
I think that would do well.
Yeah, the shirt that I have that I'm surprised I wear a lot, or at least as much as I do, and you probably got the same one in our care package from USF, but it's like that white long sleeve.
Yeah, I see.
It's almost like a fishing shirt, but it's even thinner and more breathable.
Which is crazy.
And I love it.
When we first got it, because I was like, oh, great, we got long sleeve shirts. Thanks, guys. And like, it's summertime. Like, really? Where am I going to wear it? And I put it on. I was like, wow, this thing is...
I know.
It's definitely...
It's got a fucking hood on the back of it too.
I know,
like the most useless thing of all time.
At that time I was like, oh yeah, thanks guys, why don't you throw me a sweatshirt too while you're at it. You know, I'm never going to be able to wear this except for 1 month out of the year, but it's super light, it's super nice.
I was wearing it Daytona on the live stream.
Oh nice.
Yeah, it was very nice by the beach.
But yeah, speaking of the Eric Andre, obviously Bubba got a little bit of heat. I feel like I got heat, Brett got heat, Seth got heat, everyone got heat.
I think we're just in the war path.
Stein got mad that Bubba did not mention him, and I guess Eric Andre is kind of someone that Alex Stein looks up to, and he was upset when kind of Bubba blew him off when he said, hey, we had Tucker Carlson on every Tuesday for, you know, what, 5-6 years, and now we just got a couple other, you know, we got a couple other people, and I think that really hurt Stein's feelings because... I think Stein feels Bubba had an easy opportunity to be like, now we got this really like young up and coming guy, kind of put him over, you know, Alex Stein, who's similar to Tucker, but he's kind of similar to you too. But I still don't feel Bubba. And this is one thing that I think that Stein needs to understand is Bubba really didn't really understand and hasn't seen much of Eric Andre. And
so
I think
wait.
If he watched it before, I think he would have kind of seen a little bit of Alex Stein in Eric Andre.
Did Bubba not mention Stein to... I thought he did.
No.
Mm-mm. I thought he said along the lines of, you know, we had Tucker on and now we have Stein.
No, that's the main reason Stein is mad is because Bubba said something along the lines of, we had Tucker on for years. And I think Eric Andre even knew that.
Okay.
Because I think he made a Tucker joke at some
point.
He
said he wanted to fuck his wife.
Right. So he knew that connection was there, but Stein's mad that Bubba had the opportunity. It was kind of like an alley-oop, you know?
And okay, let's reverse the roles. Would Bubba be mad if Stein did something like that?
Probably.
Yeah, because, I mean, we've had conversations with Stein before. There's been heat before just because of this, like, name-dropping stuff.
Stein had with the sit-down interview of Tucker, and Bubba said, hey, you know, make sure you know, bring me up, and then it never got brought up, and that Bubba was kind of upset about that.
Well, like, Bubba's been mad in the past about some stuff that Alex has said when bringing his name up, like the Roseanne stuff.
Yep, yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, I see where Stein's coming from. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, it's one way Stein. Yeah, Stein did get back, you know, the Twitter back. Stein does bring us up a good amount when he's out, you know, in front of different people, whatever interviews he does. I think Bubba had a brain, as Bubba says, he had a brain fart, but I don't know if Rhett will agree, because I know, Colton, you don't really watch, but I really do feel if Bubba watched just a little bit of like Eric Andre on the Street, Eric Andre, you know, some of the shows, I think he would kind of see a little bit of Alex Stein.
Yeah.
And maybe brought up like, hey, we got this guy that's kind of similar to you. Or do you think that Bubba just kind of thinks that Alex is, you know, just way beneath Eric Andre?
No, I don't know. It's hard for me to blame Bubba just because, like you said, he's not entirely familiar with Eric Andre. Yeah. I don't think he had seen any of the interviews. So we were kind of schooling him up on it and like, you know, giving him some info on it. I think if he had, you know, I kind of agree with what you had said, but I can't blame him because it's like, it's not like him not mentioning Stein was intentional. Like I don't know for sure. Yeah. I don't know if Alex talked to him beforehand. Alex talked a little bit to me. Alex talked a little bit to you, yeah. And it sounds like he talked a little bit to Seth. So I don't know who knew what at that time, but if Bubba knew, he probably would have said something. Like, yeah. I think Bubba's inaction is it's not really his fault. But oh, no. I don't know what he knew. Again, I don't know if Alex could have texted Bubba and said, like, hey, make sure you mention me, because I don't know if he did or not.
He did the super chat, and that's the whole thing. But I think the way Bubba was flowing,
I don't think it was on Bubba's mind.
No.
I think Bubba was so focused on the Eric Andre.
I think he was
Andre
so surprised. And the problem, too, and I tried to explain this to Alex, but, you know, he listens as, you know, as much as he wants to, obviously, over text messages, no phone call. Thank you, Alex. But
I was going to ask if we called him. You think he'd answer?
Probably not.
No. Is he texting you?
No, not right now. Oh. He's probably super busy doing other interviews with other big time podcasting.
Let's try and call him. Just one time. Right. One time for the one time.
Got a statement for Bubba.
Yeah. What's the worst that can happen? He gets mad and hangs up on us, and he looks even worse.
Let's just see if he's got a statement for Bubba, and we can.
Well, I was going to say with Stein is that he did the super chat, and I text him. Is when Bubba got down the Hogan, like the minute Stein did his super chat, Bubba went right into the Hogan stuff. So, like, how are we going to pencil in?
Yeah, I know you're right.
Alex Stein into, and literally it was right at that time that he started getting down that rabbit hole, and then. Eric Andre was like, oh, I thought you were filming it. Oh, that's going to, like, Bubba's then really going to have a heyday, and I can't, and I know Bubba's going to want
to. No, there's no getting out of that.
Yeah.
Right? I agree.
Oh, did he block you?
Yeah. He blocked the line.
No, he didn't.
I know.
Uh-oh. Well, and I think, you know, us calling him is also different than Bubba calling him, or Bubba texted him all weekend, or whatever. You know, it's like a buffer period, so if he has to cool down, he can. And we can also confirm he doesn't have real heat with us, because, like, what the fuck do we do?
He's not going to pick up.
No.
It's going to be like how he didn't pick up when I called him
yesterday. Yeah, the fourth ring you can usually. Yeah.
He's like, listen, I told you not to talk to me.
Call has been forwarded. Forwarded.
Chucked.
Straight chucked.
Yeah. Wasn't enough rings. We should have got like two or three more, and then it would have been a real, you know, oh, didn't see you.
He's probably going to text me and be like, hey.
Please record your message.
I told you not to call
me. When you have finished recording, you may hang up. One for more options.
Hey, Alex. It's Lummy, Rhett, and Colton here on the weekly wrap-up show. We were just wanting to see if you wanted to make a statement. We totally understand that you're very upset at the Bubba Army, and...
Make a statement sounds a little too much. I think we just wanted to check in with him, see if he wanted to talk about it. I know it's some time has passed, and it may be easier for him to talk to us now.
That's what I actually thought yesterday when I called him instead of texting him 100 times. And I called him because, you know, there's times that Alex and I will be texting, and then he'll call me, and I may be putting Walker down or something or doing something, and it's easier for him to call me. So that's what I was going to do yesterday, but I got checked to voicemail like I was the jobber that I guess I am, and I'm not even on Alex Stein's level.
Well,
so.
Alex doesn't really text me that often. He did do a really good show with Turkey Tom the other day, which I enjoyed
a
lot.
It was a great show. Alex Stein's such a superstar.
Listen, he might not want our love right now, but we love you, yeah, Alex Stein.
We do love you. We were there for you, your boxing and everything, and I'm your biggest fan.
Primetime 99 on the grind all the time.
All the time. That's Colton.
Pimp on a blimp, man.
Pimp on a blimp. Well, goodbye.
High on steak and shrimp.
From the Bubba Love Sponge Show, we'd like to apologize. Actually, you know what? I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry, but I think Bubba is, you know, he is sorry. But then from the weekly wrap-up show, we are sorry, Alex. And maybe in a month or so, you'll take our phone call. Thank you. Love you.
It went about as good as it could have.
I guess. I guess. As good as it, what, that we got his voicemail? As good as it could have gone? What were you thinking? He blocked the number? I mean, we
could have left a worse voicemail. I don't know why you came in so soft. You sounded like a battered Winnie the Pooh. You sounded very upset.
I was. Listen, I consider Stein a friend. I've talked to him many, many, many times on the phone, even just shooting the shit. And I text him and yesterday and I said, hey man, I just need 5 minutes. I know you're busy, but I want to talk about what happened and try to make this better. And I think I called like 7 times.
And I'm not saying nothing that hasn't already been said on the air. Do you think he's still going to come to your birthday party?
I don't know. Probably not.
I don't think it's fair for him to take it out on you.
I know. You know, it's my fault. I should have. The minute Bubba found out that Eric Andre thought Bubba recorded Hogan and his wife having sex, and that has never been discussed on this air, that people don't know the true story, and that Bubba wouldn't want that airstrike, I should have stopped and said, Alex Stein, $1.99. Alex Stein's the man. As Bubba's, you think my ass wouldn't have won? That my mic turned off for the rest of the thing, and then also had a very stern talking to?
No. You did the right thing.
But that's, I mean, that's, but, you know, if he can't take that out on me.
But
that's fine. I totally, I know it.
You did the right thing, dude. You work for Bubba. Bubba signed your check, not Stein.
Yeah. Okay? But also, you know, as everyone keeps saying, and Stein has said it before, you know, I'm the executive producer, and I should have been smarter on getting that in there.
Well, you're the EP, and you were smart enough not to get it in there because it wasn't the right time.
Yeah, I think as the EP, it is also your responsibility to make sure that the show flows as smoothly as possible. You're usually
well,
right on time.
Well, let's find out what he has to say. 214.
Yo.
Oh, hey, is this Alex Stein, Primetime 99?
Yeah, and why am I getting so much hostility? What the hell kind of message? I couldn't even listen to that whole message, dude.
How is our hostility? We apologize. We called ourselves your bitch. We said we love you.
Yeah,
we're
sounded,
so sorry.
Sounded like the opposite. Lummy came off like a beat-up housewife.
I am. That's what I feel.
I know, but yeah, but you're patronizing me. Is that the right word?
How are we patronizing you?
We said we love you.
We said that, if you haven't been listening, we said Bubba said he was sorry. He was flowing. He wasn't 100% familiar with Eric Andre. That you guys do something similar.
First of all, he was not flowing, dude. He uses the same bit all the time. I had Tucker Carlson on your show. You come on my show. He couldn't even mention, oh, I got this guy Alex Stein on my show. He does something. He goes and causes public disturbances and films and posts it on the internet.
But hold on.
Nobody does it, Eric Andre.
Stein.
I do.
That's what Stein.
I want one connection.
Stein.
I'm out there calling Elon Musk so you can get your damn Twitter back, and I'm the bad guy.
Hold on, Stein. That's what I was just trying to say. Bubba doesn't know that that's what Eric Andre does. He doesn't know that he's similar to you. That's what I was saying. Bubba needs, and as what Rhett was saying, he needs to watch what Eric Andre does, and he would have seen the similarities between you two. I mean, I think that you're just right up there, right neck and neck with Eric Andre on talent level and good shows, and I don't think Bubba knows that.
Well, I appreciate that, but Eric Andre, I mean, he crushes it, dude. He's had movies, and he's had a lot of success, and it's not like I'm going to meet him all of a sudden. Eric Andre is going to be like, oh, let me be in a movie with you. It's just I would like to know him, a fellow comedian, that because it's different than stand-up, what he does. He does, like avant-garde, unique comedy, like basically social situation comedy that not a lot of people are doing that I'm trying to do. So I just would like to, you know, network with him, communicate with him, maybe befriend him some possible way. I don't even know if that's possible, but I just could have been put over. I mean, I called you the day before. It's not even that I'm that butthurt. It's just like, come on, Bubba. You're out there spewing a bunch of crap about Tucker Carlson. Mention me. I'm Tucker Carlson's biological stepson, dude, and I get no respect.
And Bubba realized that. He said he made a mistake, and he's going to be putting you over, especially if Eric comes back on or even that Friday show.
If Eric
Bubba
comes back on, it's Stein who?
First off, Friday at the show, you know Bubba is going to – he already feels horrible. He is going to put you over even more than just in that interview where he's going to be like, hey, you know who Alex Stein is? He's going to make a bigger deal about it. mention you even
that's
more. And probably
that's probably true, but
and it's going to be face to face. But it's still going to be face to face. And
well, I might be flying on Spirit Airlines straight to Tampa. You guys don't want that to happen because when I get to Tampa, it's going to be bad.
No, I do want that to happen. We're going to get great content.
Screaming, causing disturbances.
What do you mean? What if he puts you over?
Power to the whole compound.
But what if he comes over? You know, and he puts you over, and then next thing you know, you're still going to be bringing heat.
I'm going to be bringing all the heat. I'm just saying, I'm not even mad. I'm just sad because I just thought we were closer than that. I bought plane tickets. I'm flying for your birthday.
I was sad you didn't pick up my call.
Yesterday you called. Dude,
I called seven times. And I left you a message.
You didn't call me seven times.
Yes, I did.
You're exaggerating.
Yeah, that's a bit excessive.
Oh, really? Oh, hold on. Let me pull up my thing. No, I got Alex Stein 3 times, 2 times, 1 time. Okay, so I told you 6 times. Oh, wait, 2, 5, 7, 8. No, it's
those
here.
Those are texts.
Lummy's got to do math. Hold on.
No,
hold on, everybody hold. Lummy's got to do math.
Alex Stein right here, 2 times, 1046, 1046. Alex Stein 3 times, 1020, 1018, 1018. Another 2 times. Okay, so 5, 6. 6 times yesterday.
Oops. Yeah, well, I don't know what to say. It's I mean, okay. I was heartbroken. Dude.
I was heartbroken too.
Distraught.
I was back by the pond, sitting there, like, man, I'm gonna have a talk with Alex. I'm gonna get everything good, and
yeah, everything's okay, dude. Everything's okay. I mean, Bubba's nice, but dude, I don't want to do any of this apology stuff. Mad? I'm not even mad. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at Bubba. I'm just like sad that I can't get any sort of respect from my own producers on my show. I can't get respect from the producers on Bubba's show. I get no respect from anybody in this game, dude, except for the diehard chat rat loyal fans. They respect me, but other than them, dude, all these people are hating. And just forgetting about the pimp on a blimp, when I'm out there grinding, trying to get Twitter accounts back, I'm out there on Roseanne Barr talking about Bubba. I'm on all these shows talking about Bubba. He can't talk about me on his own show. It's just, you know, it hurts is all I'm saying.
Well, we hurt for you. Are you not?
And I want you to feel that pain. No. I want you guys to feel
are you
the
not,
pain.
Are you not coming to the birthday now?
No, I'm coming to the birthday. Oh, I'm going to freaking. I want to be MVP of that birthday party.
Well, we already know you're going to be.
Dancing. Yes, I'm saying. It's going to be my birthday party, and my birthday's in October. So, and you know, it is prepaid wireless's birthday on the 9th. So we're probably going to have to kind of, you know, give her a little birthday shine as well.
Of course, big party in Ybor, yeah. Man.
But, dude, Ybor's are very urban. I did a party there.
Urban. Good way to put it.
We were in a bar that's normally a very urban bar. They rented it out. And then I guess they only had it. We only had it till like 11 or something like that. And then when we're leaving, it was very, very
it's,
urban.
It's dark. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. Red will know the bar we're going to, Bad Monkey, is the complete opposite.
What is it? It's a Klan rally bar?
It's the only Klan bar in Ybor. Yeah,
it's a military bar with a Klan, but it
it's
also
the motorcycle
is,
club.
It's
hangout.
Also next to the karaoke bar. So
that's fun. We need to do karaoke,
which is right next door.
Karaoke.
Exactly. We can get you up there. We can get you singing.
I suck though. I suck at karaoke.
Oh, stop.
No, I swear. Like, I wish I was good. I'm just not that good. But I do love doing it. I still do it. But I just can't sing. And so when I try to impersonate a singer, I'm not good. Some people are good at karaoke. Like, they can't publicly speak. They're shy normally. But then they get on a karaoke stage and they, like, shine. So.
Well, that's going to be you, buddy. I mean, Someone sent an email in today, and it's on my computer down there, but I can probably find it in there. Your rap song that you did.
Oh, the freestyle? Yeah.
From a year ago, I think it was.
Where? Which one? I'm basically an amateur rapper.
It had 357,000 views. Shit. Let me see if I can find it in my history here.
It doesn't matter, but what's the context? What about it?
Well, I was going to say, you killed it, man.
Ukraine?
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
You guys are being really nice, and I really appreciate that. This is the kind of respect that a man can get used to. And you know what's funny? As I respect you, I mean, you got that EP position. I'm out there gassing you up. I was the one freaking, you know, not responsible for that, but in a way, I was responsible. In a way, I'm 100% responsible.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So, no.
I mean,
yeah.
It's Bubba, you know, 100%, you 99.9%. So,
Alex, I don't mean to pivot here, but I do have to ask. I mean, is a man, you know, who does deserve some respect, Do you not have the ability at the Blaze to pull rank and, you know, maybe, I don't know, freshen up your staff or give them a change of scenery or something? Because you said they don't even respect you. How's that going?
Dude, it's going, it's very annoying because, like, let me tell you, I'll just give you guys a real inside baseball. So this Jimmy guy I hired, who I like, Jimmy.
The Princeton guy. Yeah, right?
Yeah, you guys know Jimmy. During the pandemic, he was, like, helping me. We were making, like, some short videos and stuff. And he was, like, good. He was, like, finding editors. Even though I was, at the time, editing a lot of stuff. We were like, doing man on the street bits. Or, like, he would take the footage. I would edit some of it. He would get some of it edited. I'm like, gosh, this kid knows what he's doing. He knows how to hustle. Well, I was suggesting for the job of the Blaze. He went to Princeton. He's, like, this really smart guy, which I thought he was really smart.
Just had a kid.
He's smart and maybe, like, book smart.
Yeah, book smart.
Yeah, he's not street smart at all. And I need somebody that's a little street smart because a lot of my best content is on the street.
Mm-hmm, of course.
My point is, I went, we had a debacle. We went to the Richardson City Council meeting, and that's where I went super viral, where I tried to recruit them for the Ukrainian Foreign Legion, and Tucker Carlson loved that video, and that's why he invited me on a show specifically from that video. So this is my first time back there, and Jimmy had been to these meetings with me, and Jimmy's like, I want to speak at the meeting too. I was like, yeah, that's good. We'll post it. That's funny content. So I brought this guy, Abel Garcia. He's one of the most famous detransitioners. He started off as a boy, became a girl, got breast implants, and then detransitioned back to a guy. So long story short, I had him go up there and do this really funny illegals for Trump bit. And I stood up there with him. I went up there first and I did this illegals for Trump bit. They didn't turn on the camera. They just posted the camera where you could just see the mayor. You couldn't see me. So you could hear me, but you couldn't see me, which technically that's what they do at these small towns to try to like ruin the video for me is they don't turn the camera on. But it would have been fine if Jimmy was paying attention and just turned the camera and started filming me. He did not do that because he's like sitting there worried about his own crap. So we don't get a footage of me speaking. It's so annoying because the speech was actually funny. When we get out of the meeting, some guy follows us out. It's like, why did you call there's an Indian city council member. And I was like, yeah, even the Indian illegal immigrant can under Trump will get citizenship. And the guy's like, why'd you call that guy illegal? He's not illegal. I go, dude, it's a joke. Well, he starts like pressing me. Prepaid wireless whips out her phone and starts filming. Jimmy walks off to his car and watches a confrontation from the car. So I'm like, oh. And at the time, I didn't know that they didn't turn the camera on me. I still didn't know. So I had this funny interaction. I'm like yelling at the guy. I'm like, dude, you don't know the First Amendment. I was like, what are you, a lawyer? You know, like, shut up. He kind of gets in his car and leaves. Then Jimmy comes back. He's like, well, that was crazy. And I'm like, Jimmy, when we get confronted outside of these events, you stay here and film it. You don't walk to your car. Like, what are you doing? So then the next morning, I find out, oh, they didn't turn the camera on. Jimmy didn't film. But so I got mad at Jimmy. I'm like, Jimmy, why didn't you just pay attention? Like, why aren't you one bit socially aware that this is happening? He's like, oh, sorry. I was just, you know, worried about this. And so I told him, he did a speech. I go, don't post your speech on the Blaze. Don't have the Blaze editors do it. If my video is not going to go up, you don't get to get your video to go up. You know, I spent hours doing this, setting this all up, signing us up for this, signing you up for this. And you can't even film me, you know, during my speech. Well, I get mad. It kind of blows over. Then, like, 2 weeks later, I look at her YouTube page, and he posts the video.
Oh, I thought that was a fake. Like, I thought that was a fake bit. I remember you getting pissed off on air about it. I think it's the same video.
That was a real bit. And I'm like, Jimmy, I told you not to post this on the air. He's like, oh, well, you know, you figured you weren't mad anymore. I go, I'm not mad anymore, but you can't show me 1 ounce of respect to ask me, hey, should I post this? Is it cool if I post this? And I probably would have been like, yes. But the fact that they have no respect, and I told them not to do stuff, they still do stuff like that. So it's just like, I get no respect, dude. I get no respect.
You got to run a tight ship like me, kid.
Yeah, Biggie, 7375, $20 on the snipe.
Thank you. Thank you for the donation. I'm just saying, it is what it is. I mean, I feel like Rodney Day.
What are you going to turn every kid gay? What's wrong with the people today? And you know a homie don't play.
I mean, who would not want to hear that?
We're gonna play. We're actually gonna add that to the Latin Sun's playlist.
Oh,
for Juneteenth. Yeah. Are you coming to that, Alex?
Well, is that's in what, a week?
Two weeks from tomorrow.
No, but I might be coming there Thursday. I might be there Thursday night, according to Spirit Airlines, if they don't cancel my flight.
Oh,
so I might have to go and cause a disturbance.
Mm.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
We can't wait.
So be on the lookout for that. Well, yeah, so guys, you know, it's just hard in my personal life. I'm trying to get respect from my crew, then I can't get respect from Bubba's crew, and just...
Well, we'll change that for you. You can have all the respect you want from us.
I don't need fake respect either. I just want to be an equal.
Who's fake That's respect?
I'm just saying, I don't even want to be a superior. I just want to be an equally respected individual, just like the transgender community. You guys respect the transgender community. Respect my community.
We are. We will. I watch your show all the time. All
right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for calling us back, sir.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Stein.
All right. I'm on a blimp out. Peace.
All right.
I'm waiting for Matt to say, that's as good as...
That's
as good as you could expect.
fuck you. Good on Stein for calling in and saving the bit, though. That was good.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Alex. Well, there we go. We kind of straightened out.
Yeah, we got an answer. We got an update.
He might be flying down. So, yeah, I sniped him, Big E. So for some reason, I was hitting that button, and I just couldn't get it to shut off the phone.
I thought certain people weren't snipeable.
Shut up, Colin.
I'm asking a question. Yeah, the wrap-up show, I like to just make sure the rules.
Listen, Colin. Our guy that is on our thumbnail, thank you, Big E, for the $20, but that would have looked pretty bad if... Why Stein's on the phone, he gets sniped.
Just cut him off mid-sentence.
As Stein is talking about getting shown respect.
Especially, especially for $20.
Exactly.
God bless. I know $20 is the price limit for the snipe. But
so
yeah,
do we
he
owe
is,
Biggie one then?
He is on the thumbnail. His name's in the title, I believe.
Yeah.
Just so, like amongst us three, we know, like, you know,
Biggie,
we owe Biggie
yeah,
one.
So we'll take this last phone call. Biggie, you are on a snipe. And, you know, this is going to be our last phone call, so most likely you won't need to use that snipe, but then we'll be getting out of here. But let's check on who's on line one here.
I'm with Colin and Reddit, so the supermarket.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Biggie might be using that.
We don't know that. What's up, Joe? How's it going?
Hey, if anybody knows Bubba and his flow, it'll be us guys. And let's remember, that was towards the end of the show. The show already went so late. So as he was wrapping it up, he basically didn't have time to go into a tangent of all the different guest hosts that he's had and who he has and who on Monday and who on Wednesday. He's just trying to wrap it up. So, and then again, remember people get on Bubba for talking about himself during interviews.
Yeah, that's
so he
true,
didn't
yeah.
want to be bringing up stuff pertaining to himself when he's just trying to, it's at the tail end of the interview. It's already running late. So that's why he just flowed through it. And like Bubba said already, the next time he's with Eric, bam, he can just make it flow and make it happen and talk the whole thing about Stein.
Yeah, exactly. So you get it, Joe. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Bubba's thinking about the next question.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Joe.
Especially knowing that he was kind of short spaced on time.
Have a great weekend, Joe. And we'll be back here Monday. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for the videos. See you, man. Look at that. Big E didn't use the snipe on him either. I was surprised.
Yeah.
So, Big E still is owed a snipe. Maybe Big E is kind of saying, hey, Joe's cool with me. Hmm. But
what a good week of shows. Tuttle in, Babyface in twice, Dan in,
yeah,
Trevor Noah in. It was just a good week.
I think it's been fun. You know, I was going to say this to Alex while he was on the phone, but I mean, it would piss me off if I had someone working under me who went and polled what Jimmy polled, to be honest with you.
I know what he's talking about, I watched it, and I was like, okay, yeah, Stein's just working.
Yeah, I think getting everybody on the same page... You know, and making sure that nobody feels like they're bigger than the show at the end of the day is going to produce a good product. And I think lately, you know, we've talked a ton about personality changes, but we've been putting out good stuff. I think Bubba's been having a lot of fun with the show, and we sure as shit have been having a lot of fun with this show.
Exactly. And thank you guys for coming in. And
thank you so much for
you know, setting up the show today.
We got it. 10:05 behind the glass. I'll be there.
Really getting that list together so we could keep this.
Put them all on the glass at 10:05.
But from then, I'll see you guys June 15th at the Latin Sons event, and I'll see you guys June 22nd at the Tampa Tarpons baseball game.
Yes, and once again, go to Bubba Army Store, Bubba Army Shop, BubbaArmyMerch.com, and get all the new merchandise from the FlexFit hats, even some of the other shirts. And we will be back here. The main show will be back here Monday, 6 a.m. right here on all your platforms. And we will be back Friday. Hopefully Colton is here because he said you guys can see him June 15th. Hopefully you'll be able to see him.
10:05 behind the glass. I'll be there.
10:05. You guys doing anything fun this weekend?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you're doing your rock show.
Yeah, we're going to have a super secret rock show tonight on Rumble at The Bubba Army. Exclusively on Rumble. See it live before it's gone. But it should be a lot of fun.
Colin?
No, see ya.
See you guys.
Looking for a drink that not only refreshes your body, but uplifts your soul?
Aqua Beato
is more than just water. It's a taste. It's a taste of life's simple pleasures. A moment of purity shared with loved ones. Every sip is a gift from the heart. From the Appalachian Mountains, where nature's goodness flows freely. Enriched with minerals like potassium, magnesium, and calcium. Aqua Beato brings health and happiness to every occasion. Whether it's a family celebration, a gathering with friends, or quiet moments of reflection. With a high pH and no additives, it's the healthiest way to take care of yourself and the people that you cherish. Discover the difference with every drop. Aqua Beato! With your friends and your family and your loved ones, and hydrate with hope. Order today. And how do you order? Here's how you do it. Go to BubbaDrinksAquaBeato.com and receive your Bubba Army discount. Again, go to BubbaDrinksAquaBeato.com and all of Bubba Army gets a 10% discount on your order.